I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Over the past year, there's been a flurry of merger and acquisition activity between insurers and retail pharmacies. CVS and Aetna, Humana and Express Scripts, and most recently, United Health and pharmacy operator Genoa. So what is the end game, and why do these healthcare industry giants see this vertical integration as a win not only for their companies but also for their customers? There may be some differences between each of the aforementioned deals, but ultimately these companies are hoping to realize new efficiencies through better coordination of care. These combined entities may gain greater control over prescription cost, but also greater insight into how customers are utilizing healthcare. Between the medical data that health insurers have and the pharmacy data drug retailers have, according to some experts, they may be able to provide more personalized care, improve medication adherence, and perhaps even uncover highest value, lowest cost prescriptions for certain conditions. Additionally, because some pharmacies also have walk-in clinics, they may be able to offer greater convenience and accessibility for health plan members, all at a lower cost to the company and ideally to the consumer. In the end, the hope is that these deals could lead to better outcomes for patients. There is some concern, however, that this type of integration will ultimately reduce competitiveness. Time will tell. Of course, time will also tell whether regulators with the country's largest purchaser of healthcare, the U.S. government, will even approve these mega mergers. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.